Good afternoon. Happy Patriots Day and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it is, as we noted, it is April 19th. It is Patriots Day 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively, and I do believe we are joined by one of those sort. You know, the Patriot sort, to give that other Patriot sort a bad name, in the form of J.D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny, riding shotgun.
Yes, you are, Henry. And as always, an honor and a privilege to be fighting the propaganda war with you from the trenches.
And as always, an absolute honor and privilege to have you here, brother. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign, of course. If you want to come up on the air and talk with JD and myself, you'll have to hit *6 to unmute. It is currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of, 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's cloudy, you know, partially cloudy, partially sunny. I mean, we're looking at rain, but, I mean, at least we're seeing in the long-range forecast, temperatures are coming up, giving an indication of the possibility of, actually a spring. And I'm very excited about that. And that being said, for your weather coast-to-coast, how are things today out there, Nazi Joyzy, J.D.?
Well, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 120 feet above sea level mean and about a mile away from the Atlantic Ocean proper, I guess we would say that spring has sprung here. At least that's the way it feels. We got mostly sunny skies. There are some high puffy clouds that get in the way now and then. We're in the high 50s. That's it. We didn't even get into the 60s today, but I actually prefer that. And it is dry also. And tonight, for our overnight, we're only going to go down a few degrees. We might even drop down to about 51 degrees, so it's actually not going to cool off much. And then tomorrow we'll get up into the 60s, but we're going to be getting some spotty showers for tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. And so it looks like we're going to have some sun and clouds with a little bit of rain, and, well, that's good for the garden.
Well, sounds like some good weather for you, and I don't even have to be bitchy about it because my weather ain't half bad.
Well, you know, I got my garden planted out, so I'm happy about that. And then right outside my kitchen window where my pear trees are, and yes, my pear trees, I guess maybe, I don't know if wrapping helped or not, but my pear trees do have pears on them.
Awesome, man.
One of the pear trees, I got a set of a pair of nesting robins, American robins, red-breasted robins. And they made a nest, and it's almost right there right in front of our kitchen window. So we got to watch them actually go through the whole process of how they build a nest. It's actually pretty interesting.
How cool. Yeah, no sure sign of spring than a red-breasted robin.
Oh yeah, well they're over here. They're you know, they're ubiquitous. I don't know about in other parts of the country, but over here they're pretty common.
Oh yeah, we got them. They're thick as fleas around here.
Well, anyway, what do we got on the propaganda plate? Because Henry, it ain't gonna stop until we stop it. You know, I love how the World War III was just about to get going there, but well, I don't know. It looks like we hit a speed bump.
Yeah, well, you know, the bottom line is the money was spent on the contracts for everything up to date. So the money is flowing. So, you know, maybe it's time to take a breath and, you know, maybe a false flag over here, a diversion over there, and then we can move on forward with World War III.
Oh, okay.
That being said, as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, this is Patriots Day, so we're going to break in with fighting breaks out in Lexington and Concord, and we got a kind of an interesting way to go today, and, anyway, everybody get ready because we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
I took a course in hallelujah. I went to tonight, school for the blues. Well, I took some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, fighting breaks.
On there in Lexington Green.
Pardon?
I've heard there's some trouble down there on Lexington Green.
Yeah, that's what the breaking news. Fighting breaks out in Lexington and Concord. Back and forth over the years, as you know, the history has been written and rewritten and rewritten. I've seen Revolutionary War series that, I mean, it's just almost come 180 degrees around, where, man, the colonists, they just barely fumbled through, and they were in the wrong, and you know, the British weren't that bad of people. I mean, the way they have attacked our history, this day should be holy to an American national. There should be a pilgrimage from Boston, you know, to Lexington, and then on to Concord. It should be the most important day of the year. I mean, Christmas is pretty big, but that's international for America. This should be our day. But I mean, the fact that it is July 4th that we celebrate what we call our freedom, which is laughable at this point, shows to go you of the absoluteness of the hijacking of the people's uprising. And we're going to go ahead and jump into this. At dawn on April 19th, some 700 British troops arrived in Lexington and came upon 77 militiamen gathered on the town green. A British major yelled, "Throw down your arms, ye villains, ye rebels." The heavily outnumbered militiamen had just been ordered by their commander to disperse when a shot rang out. To this day, no one knows which side fired first. If it would have been there, it would probably been me, because I'd seen the cowards getting ready to run again, and I would have nailed it down. I got to believe that's what happened, you know, that it was just a guy said, "No, this happens today. We're not turning around and walking away from it, and go in and talk about how we you know, stood our ground and didn't stand our ground." To this day, no one knows which side fired first. Several British volleys were subsequently unleashed before order could be restored. When the smoke cleared, 8 militiamen lay dead and 9 were wounded. Go ahead.
That sounds similar to Waco, same numbers.
Boy, don't it, and the same day, because we're not going to forget what happened on April 19th at Mount Carmel either. Spike ran a video of one of the people that was there talking about it, and he didn't quite get through it. But, oh, yeah, this is a day of high, I guess, blood sacrifice in the occult, and there's all kinds of implications. But, yeah, you know. So order could be restored, but you know, this was the beginning of their end, and which we never took it to all the way to the end, and that is the problem. That's why we're sitting here like we are today. When the smoke cleared, 8 militiamen lay dead and 9 were wounded, while only 1 redcoat was injured. I mean, I'm telling you, you'll see slants anymore in any history. It's all been revised, and they'll keep revising it until it turns around. And actually, at Lexington Concord, the rebels were beaten down, and they just showed mercy on them. And through the war, you know, finally the king, he became magnanimous and granted rights to the people just because he was a good guy. The British then continued into Concord to search for arms, not realizing that a vast majority had already been relocated. They decided to burn what little they found, and the fire got slightly out of control. I mean, look at how they're writing this shit. Hundreds of militiamen occupying the high ground outside of Concord incorrectly thought the whole town would be torched. The militiamen hustled to Concord's North Bridge, which was being defended by a contingent of British soldiers. The British fired first, but fell back when the colonists returned the volley. Now, Mark was talking about this morning, and, you know, he said that, you know, there was militia, the Concord militia, but there was also what he called active militia there. And he started talking about Confederacy, you know, that there was a confederation, and that's how we fought. And that's, you know, that's kind of true. But there was no goddamn confederation at that point. There really couldn't have been now, could there? There was no Declaration of Independence. If there was a militia there that was operating under some kind of government authority, that was the king's authority, because that's all in the fuck that existed at the time. I think that, you know, I've seen an effort since we have come on here and talked about how these same son of a bitches that tyrannized, when the reason the people rose up was because the king's men, who were the very son of a bitches who came forth and declared, this is our revolution and we're your new government, were the king's men. These, if there was, like I said, any kind of government involved in any way at this point at Concord, that would have had to been under the charter of the British crown, would it not? But then again, you know, I've seen this. I'm just like active. You know, what the fuck are you talking about, active? Once that first gun went off, hey man, and when the gun started, I think everybody became active, didn't they? Even the people coming out of their homes with their own private guns and shooting the British, I think they were active militia on that day. But there's always going to be this concept that there was some kind of command and control, don't you know? Gotta be, because there has to be command and control in order for this next revolution or this next uprising that's to be hijacked. There has to be some kind of command and control. There has to be someone to turn that sword over to so they can start them a new government. Instead of the people who had to fight getting their goddamn rights back. I mean, you know, I keep seeing it, you know. I've told you guys I was going to monitor their little, common law thing there over there on the micro effect. And I monitor because it is Patriots Day, so I'm listening to what everybody's got to say right out the gate this morning. And, you know, I listened to it yesterday, and I was ready. I mean, I'd written a letter to the lady that, I mean, an email to the lady. I said, man, come on. You can, what you are doing, I mean, today, I finally told her, this is treason. What you are doing is you are aiding and abetting the enemy by adding credence to what they, you know, to things they were talking about, the goddamn uniform commercial code. And, you know, the expert on the law, he says that it's not really a bad thing. No, that is the admiralty that has displaced our common law jurisdiction. You are so freaking stupid. You are so goddamn dumb that your stupidity represents treason. Yesterday, he says, I mean, I'm telling you people this. He says, the only law there is the law in the Bible. So what you got over there at the micro effect pretending to be goddamn patriots is Joe McNeil and you know, putting out a broadcast and sponsoring a broadcast that is preaching treason. Because by God, that is the definition of treason. And you know, and nobody's going to come up and question this. These people can't be questioned. They get to come up and, you know, we want phone calls. If you agree that we should have a theocracy and I should be able to rule your life with my Bible, man, you're welcome to come up on the air. If you know what the common law is and you can show the common law, when I cornered the son of a bitch when I did come up on there, his thing was, if you're against the Bible, you're just against the Bible to hell, you're the devil and it's the devil coming after you. It's the First Amendment. You know, I was thinking about it hard this morning, and by God, that's why they do not bring up that Bill of Rights, because they hate that fucking Bill of Rights, people. They like to cherry pick it when it would give power to their little collectives like the Dirty Church. But that first article, they cannot abide it. Because you know what? They come up there, this has always been a Christian nation. It's Christian nation, the Christians ruined, it's Christian God law. No, it ain't.
Now, Henry, what's the difference between them and communists?
Not a goddamn, well, I don't know, just a few different words, John. When somebody wants to control your goddamn life, they want to control your life. But the bottom line is, you know, for every time they come up, and Corky's done it, they've all done it. This is a Christian nation. This is under the rule of God. No, by God, it ain't. Then this, the first article, this is it, man. This is why they despise your Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. And you know what that truly is, people? That's your right to your own free fucking will. That nobody else can inflict their will upon you. You can think whatever you want. The rest of the Bill of Rights goes on to outline through maxims and procedures that you can do anything you want. As long as you do not violate another's rights, and you do not have to acquiesce to a goddamn interpretation of a book by some stupid-ass, arrogant psycho. Try to cram that book down my throat, I'll cram my Bowie knife down yours. I mean, it just it infuriates me because everybody wants to get this shit over with. But no, we can't have it about the Bill of Rights. It's got to be about the law of the Bible. I ain't fighting for your fucking Bible. Won't do it. I will fight for my freeman rights as an individual to think and believe whatever I care to. And anybody who goes out and advocates an alternate form of government other than that laying right here in front of me in this Bill of Rights is a goddamn traitor by definition of the English language. And that includes you, Joe McNeil, and your broadcast. You are advocating treason. So all you people, now you go support that shit. You want to live under a theocracy? You want to screw through the sheets and have a pastor there to forgive your sins when you get done? You want to burn witches? You want to do this psychotic shit and run other people's, tell people how to live? What they can put in their bodies? What they will do day to day, because that's what God laid out for them. And they've read it, and they're so much smarter than everybody else. They know what's meant, because, man, God talks to them. And I hate this. This is why this shit can't get over with, people. You get to the point to where something's about to happen, and here comes every son of a bitch. I want it to be this. I want it everything but the goddamn Constitution, people. I mean, anything but the Bill of Rights. I mean, they keep coming up. We're going to hit the next article we're hitting is, no, not that one. You're going to love this. Warning, Second Amendment in danger. Disturbing radical agenda behind Fifth Amendment Convention Con. And this is one of the things they were covering there. Boy, they knew about it. They talk about everything, but they do not know the answer. They do not have a fucking clue. And so he's going, well, yeah, the Bible wouldn't let that happen. Well, the Bible ain't got nothing to do with it, pal. There is a reason it can't happen, and it's a real simple reason. A goddamn 10-year-old could be taught the Bill of Rights, and the 10-year-old could answer the question, why can't this be when this piece of garbage, common law procedure out of the Bible. He cannot tell you. He cannot answer your question. Well, because God wouldn't want it that way. Oh, that's solid. I'll put that on my gravestone. Anyway, we will jump into this. Warning, Second Amendment in danger. This is a question mark. Part two, disturbing radical agenda behind Fifth Amendment Convention, Con. And these son of a bitches have been sneaking around the country. They're within six states of actually pulling a con. And the purpose of their con is to remove the Bill of Rights. But the Bill of Rights, this ain't what this is about, people. It's about whether we're going to have a theocracy. I mean, I'm telling you right now, the communists, the fascists, and these theologians, they could all get together and they could compromise. They could compromise us right into a ditch with a bullet in our head. They'd find a way, man, because, I mean, these assholes are... You know, due process is what we're talking about, but it ain't got nothing to do with Bill of Rights. I know it's written in there, and that's the only place it's even written in the whole goddamn thing, but it, that ain't what it's about. It's, cause God, that's the law in the Bible. What the Bible says. An Article 5 convention of states equals a constitutional convention that will put our existing Bill of Rights in jeopardy. An Article 5 constitutional convention is not a conservative movement, and we believe it will be misused. This movement, and I mean, this guy's talking, it wouldn't be bad if we could use it to fix that comrade calls things, but they're going to go, what they're going to do is they'll remove the Bill of Rights, and ain't a goddamn thing we can do about it because the Article 5's there, and that's the authority. I mean, this is the mentality because they cannot say, no, the Bill of Rights is the supreme law. Because if the Bill of Rights is the supreme law, you can't have a theology. This is where we're at in this goddamn mess. These goddamn son of a bitches would see us all dead, or else it's going to be my way. I'm a fucking retard, and we're going to do it the retarded way, or we'll just let this whole thing just burn up. Die, you son of a bitch! Now, John, I mean, this isn't something you've studied all your life, but you have taken the time to understand who you are, what your authorities are, and, you know, exactly what your country's supposed to be. Why can't they do this, John? Why can't they, under Article 5 of the Constitution, can't they hold a con and change the Bill of Rights, or remove it, I mean?
Well, if they were to do that, that would mean they would be able to make changes to the superior body of law, which is the Bill of Rights, by a superior or a not superior what do you call it?
Subservient
body of law, which can't be done because Article 9 clearly states that there is nothing in the Constitution that exists or can be brought into existence by which you can make changes to the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is unalienable, untouchable, in perpetuity.
And it's not, this isn't rocket science, people. That's what the goddamn words say. John, am I making this up or did you read it too?
I think I've read it once or twice on the air, Henry.
But in the entire discussion of this document, this is where I found out about this, was listening to this shit this morning. In the entire discussion about this, well, they make a move. I mean, just everything in the goddamn world, and never mention the Bill of Rights, and just, well, they're going to do it because they want to take over the corporation thing and just tell you, well, yeah, I'm sure they do. Mr. Common Law, tell me why they cannot do this. And you know, when they start talking about remedies. Well, there's one fucking remedy, people. They try this shit. What are you going to do? They're going to remove the Bill of Rights. That means that is your right to own property. That might kind of fall into place with what we've been talking about the fire sale, about liquidating the real estate known as the United States of America. Because there's no way that those corporations could rule as a dictatorship. If the Bill of Rights was in effect, I mean, they could get all the property. I mean, they could finish their swindle. They could finish their fraud. They could put it all down on papers and sign it, and they could get one of them goddamn shiny candy bar wrapper insides, and they could put their seal on it and glue it till the son of a bitch was super glue. But the Bill of Rights would remain, and it's all a fraud because the Bill of Rights is absolute, and it is absolute law. Everything they have done is a fraud. And we're at the point to where they're even, you know, between each other to say in the Constitution list and trying to, you know, throw it in there like they even give a shit that a Constitution existed, though it's a breach contract. Like Mr. Pissant this morning, Joseph Rory, the Constitution will always be here. You can't get rid of it. It's gone, buddy. It's been gone a whole long time. When you breach a contract, I don't know how fucking dumb you really think people are. If you're really that fucking dumb, Joseph Rory, Phyllis, whatever your frickin' name is. I don't know if you people are really that fucking dumb. But I'm going to tell you something. A contract, it's a pretty simple instrument. And it falls under the laws of contracts. You breach a contract, no party is bound to abide any further past your goddamn breach. And you breach it to the point that the constitutional contract has been breached. It ceases to exist as any authority. It's already gone. You people want to willy waggle down around the goddamn corner and try to, and just wait. Everybody gets so upset that they'll come along and they would actually fight for your goofiness. It's like people going and fighting in these goddamn world wars. You're fighting for freedom and democracy and the Bill of Rights. Really? Would you like to break that down for me when I'm over here across the goddamn ocean in somebody else's country shooting somebody else I don't even know? Now, just how is that person defending my goddamn Bill of Rights? I don't want you to say, he just steals. No, I want you to lay it out, man. Lay it down in fact. Show me it.
And don't forget, Henry, have them explain how you're fighting an enemy that's being funded by our own Wall Street banks.
Well, exactly. The bottom line is it's all bullshit. And they're going to, it's an insult to the intelligence when I hear this shit out of peon. I mean, this guy here, he couldn't roll my left nut over to the door. He couldn't roll me over if I was frickin' dead. He's nobody. But he's up there preaching goddamn treason in a cause, against a cause that I am a part of. We get through this. We're prosecuting these son of bitches. They're going to find out what the common law is. And I want to see you come in there with your Bible and talk your way out of a goddamn charge of treason for your actions, which cannot be denied. I'll use your own goddamn words. I'll play them to the jury in the court and say, is advocating for a theocracy, is that a violation of the First Article? Yes or no? And yes, it is. God damn, what
that
a thing.
What would be the difference between that and advocating for, say, Judean Talmudic law or Islamic Sharia? I don't think there would be any difference. All of them are completely offensive to the Bill of Rights.
If that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about an alternate form of government. That is called overthrow, people. And I realize we're occupied. But when the people are supposed to be patriots or sometime trying to just, this ain't an overthrow, get real. When they put the, I mean, this is what gets me. The thing is, like I wrote that Phyllis lady back, like, it ain't that you people can't understand. You do not want the Bill of Rights. You do not want common law under the Bill of Rights and the procedures therein. You want a theocracy. You want an alternate form of government. You're as bad as those communists. You're as bad as those fascists. You're trying to overthrow the free people in this country and put them under your goddamn control, you fucking maniacs. And you think we're too stupid to see it? And just like this thing with, you know, this confederation. Yeah, there was a confederation a year later when the people stood up in Lexington and Concord. That was the goddamn people who said they'd had enough. And I'm sick of these goddamn people. And you know, only time you hear it mentioned, you can corner them and they'll mention the Bill of Rights. Yeah, it's about the Bill of Rights and everything, and that's it. They don't talk about it. They talk about that Constitution because that Constitution is what allowed them and their dirty church to share in the power with those satanic Masons. That's what allowed them to share power. That's why they want that son of a bitch back. They don't give a rat's ass about that Bill of Rights because that would protect you from their goddamn church authority too, wouldn't it? They wouldn't be able to dictate your life. And that's what they can't handle. Because, man, my God's bigger than your God, and I get to tell you how to live because I've decided what's best for you. I will kill you dead. I do not fear you. You disgust me. You're cowardly. Every goddamn one of you are too cowardly to stand on your own two fucking feet. You need somebody to tell you what to do. And you call yourselves you're the cutting-edge patriot people, my ass. You are the most dependent people I've ever seen in my whole life. Dependent of you. I mean, you might as well go back to caveman days when the shaman's telling you what time to get up in the morning and telling you you got to hand your daughter over to him for a little sex because that's a part of the game, you know. If you want the blessing of the Great Spirit. You're the ones who can't stand on your own feet. You're the ones that need something besides yourself. I have no problem with Christians whose faith is a part of their being as an individual and that they draw strength from. Admire it, I do. But this collective bullshit, I don't give a goddamn if it's communist collectivism, if it's socialist collectivism, corporate, fascist collectivism? Either we are free as individuals or two people can get together and cancel one man's rights. That's all there is to it. How do you want it, people? Make your decision, because with the closer, I notice this, every time it looks like things are starting to pick up and things might start happening, they act like, oh no, that ain't what we want to do. We don't want to think. No. But then, it's getting ready. We might think about that theocracy thing. Yeah, this is what I see. I see you. You people better be ready to fight. I mean, right up to the end. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBS.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
Watch and land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty, sweet liberty is in our hands. It's part of the plan, or is it a state of mind? Horses and men, horses and men are on the field. They didn't yield, many have fallen here. Never forget, never forget what they have done. The time will come when it will change again. Never forget!
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:41 Pacific Time. And that, of course, was Chris DeBerg with The Revolution. And never forget. Never forget that, you know, the loyalty I owe is not to, is to the, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather who would not bow to your tyranny then, and I will not bow to it today. I don't care who you think you are. Second Amendment in danger. Then, of course, it's Second Amendment they're coming after. Yeah, no, they're coming. They want to remove the Bill of Rights because that is. And this is, you know, you think about it, man. It is the ninth article that's what the dirty, that's what the church is. This is what these people who would rule you through their Bible, that's the son of a bitch stopping them. That ninth article said, well, that church was, well, it wasn't created, but it's just another entity. And now that they've joined with the government and have government power, surely they should be able to infringe. Wait a minute, that goddamn ninth, what we're doing in Constitution, yeah, but that ninth article and that first clause, that is why they hate your Bill of Rights. That's why they hate your freedom. If you would just live by the dictates of their goddamn Bible, hey, man, we could have a paradise, people. We could go around the world. We could go kill all the other religions and give God his earth back. That's how sick these son of... This is why this has gone on as far as it has. This isn't rocket science. It's simple. Either you're going to be free or somebody's going to rule over you. They're fighting over which... I mean, it's the same goddamn thing. Faction after faction. Communist faction. National Socialist faction. Theology faction. They all want to rule your life because they're not content with their own life and getting to live it exactly like they want so long as they violate no one else's right. That ain't enough. They have to serve God. They have to serve you up to their God. One sponsor of a constitutional convention is billionaire George Soros. No, I won't believe it. Chairman of Soros Fund Management and chairman of and founder of Open Society Foundation. He has vowed to replace the U.S. Constitution by year 2020, and it's not the Constitution. They have created a totalitarian military dictatorship with the Constitution. That's not, they love that son of a bitch because it was written in open subject matter and they've grabbed every bit of goddamn power imaginable through it. It's that Bill of Rights that's in the way, people. That ninth article in particular. Let's look at the ninth article. What the hell is that? I mean, this, you never hear, all these people are supposed to be patriots. Why aren't they talking about the ninth article, John? Isn't that the key?
Well, I guess that would kind of give away the lie that Goebbels was telling us about.
Exactly correct. The ninth article, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be, and this concludes the fifth clause or the fifth article or whatever in the shit they want to call it in this phony ass document they're calling the Constitution. That includes it. shall not be construed to deny or disparage. And that means you can't use it to make a continental convention to remove the Bill of Rights. By the way, if I have to put it to you that simple for dumbasses like Joseph Rory out there, who's too, he knows it's there. But if that would stop that Continental Convention, that would also say that, well, Congress can make no law respecting the establishment of a religion, and we can have no theocracy in this country. I've heard it. How many times have you heard it, people? It's founded by Christian nation and a Christian law. No, it ain't. First clause in the first article of the People's Bill of Rights says it is not, never has been, cannot be. Because I have the freedom to think and believe as I please. And I have the freedom to live my life unbothered by you as I please, so long as I violate no other's rights. And the rest of the procedures for the common law are here to litigate any redress for any grievance of a right being violated. We don't need you. We don't need the theocracy. We do not need the communists. We do not need fascists. We are self-governing people. We do not need you. Let's see who else is in on this deal. Remember, it is the ruling elite, corporate America, big pharma, big oil, big insurance, etc., all who are calling for an Article 5 amendment convention, because keep that Article 5. We can amend the Constitution. You can't amend the Bill of Rights. Period. That's what the Bill of Rights says in its body, and that's what the Ninth Article declares. You can't touch it. If you try, it's war. We shoot your asses. That's what has to happen. Article 5 Convention, CONCON, the majority of which belong to American Legislative Exchange Council. Many of these corporate members are big financial donors to our legislature's campaign funds. In a future article, we will expose the so-called conservative legislatures who are accepting these campaign donations from ALEC, Legislative Exchange Council, corporate members. With these donations come a price. Since ALEC is sponsoring an Article 5 Constitutional Convention, do you think that our legislatures are being bribed? Go ahead, Flea.
Tell me it ain't so.
I would like to tell you it ain't so, Charlie, but it's so goddamn so, I can't touch it with the powder puff. A lot of big money has been distributed via corporate America, the ruling elite, to tear our U.S. Constitution apart, not the Constitution. Like I said, back when we were first trying to, nobody wanted to say the word Constitution, because, well, the Bill of Rights was in there. But nobody wanted to say the Constitution. Everything was legislatures and this and statutes and everybody, just avoided that word. Now we're getting close to the end where the people are getting, well, let's make it about the Constitution, because we get that son of a bitch back, we can do it again. Anything. Get rid of that Bill of Rights. That is the problem. And it's kind of the hell of it is that people out there claiming to be goddamn patriots, they do not want it. Why? Because it prohibits them from ruling this as a goddamn theocracy. It is insane. And you wonder why this has gone on as long as... please, people. Let's see, there was this all came together. And we had one here I wanted to go to. Okay. Let's see... Nope. At any rate, farther on in this article that I'm talking about here, they go on to talk about Disney and all these corporations that are backing this CONCON. And, you look at that list, and yesterday we were talking about, Trump, he did not repeal the H-1B visa program. In fact, it just had to stay for certain, certain corporations, they just have to have it. You look at that list in that article, it's the same people. This is about the corporate, international corporate mafia takeover and takeover the United States and liquidation of our property and our persons into a ditch with a bullet in our head. Now, what you have to look at here is, the fact that these patriots who will not acknowledge the Bill of Rights also will not condemn treason. They will not condemn blatant in-your-face treason like this vote thing. We came out and we explained to you. I mean, it's not because I want to call you a traitor or I think that you should do this or that. No, the words written in the law say you are a traitor. This is an occupation. Sections 1021 and 1022 of the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act all procured with zero authority because the ninth article would forbid it. But these things exist. You are not, you do not have your Bill of Rights. You are not free people. They have claimed the power to put injunction on your goddamn rights. First, they, you know, mealy-mouthy, you know, they through their so-called Supreme Court, which cannot, through the ninth article, will allow them no power to touch it. It says they cannot have any power to touch it, to touch the Bill of Rights. Yet that's where they started. Well, in this case, Booger versus Snot, we've decided that, well, in this case here, we can't have a little infringement on this side right here because we're the government. We're making this decision for you. No, you don't. The only one that decides any common law right issue is a jury of American nationals. The government can't decide it. Never had the authority. Never will. They offered opinions for their own organizations within the government to make sure that they were operating within the confines of the authority granted. And they, when they supersede it, they go, well, yeah, that's constitutional. That's constitutional. Oh, yeah, you know, we can come and kick your door in, shoot your dog, rape your wife, shoot your kid in the back, shoot your old lady, and without a warrant. And,
they'll just pull your wife over on the side of the road and finger her right there.
There you go. And that's constitutional.
That's constitutional, Henry.
You bet you it is. It is constitutional. It's just a violation of the Bill of Rights and the common law and your individual rights and freedoms. That's all. But it is constitutional because it's constitutional. They can say, well, I raped your wife and shot your dog and killed your kid. Well, that was for the general good of the nation. So I can do it. And I mean, these people, like this son of a bitch, that Joseph Roy, they cling to that Constitution. I mean, why? And I that was what was eating me. Why? And it comes down to the ninth article and the first clause of the first article. Because it forbids them from ruling you. That's their problem. They love that Constitution if it could work for them to rule your life and tell you when to get out of bed, you know, how you should act and, you know, in your own home. And, you know, they were going to have some cameras in your house because the Lord said you can only screw through the sheets. And we got to make sure that you're down on your knees begging for forgiveness right after the orgasm. This is how sick these son of a bitches are. And this is why we've gotten nowhere, people. How easy would it be to say we're fighting for the ninth article of the Bill of Rights and we're using the second article to enforce it? It's that fucking simple. That's what we're doing. Them rights are unalienable. You have walked all over them. There are a million infringements. They will be tolerated no further. It would have been as simple as saying we're not coming out and participating in your goddamn foreign election here on our soil. You need to get out of here. It's as simple as saying no. I mean, go ahead. I heard somebody trying to get in there. It's as simple as saying no. That's what, you know, these people, well, what do we do? How can we go? You say no, and you goddamn mean it. You stand on your rights. But you have to understand that those rights will not allow you to rule anybody else. And that's what you cannot take. That's what you do not want. We need a government. We just got to be God's government. And I'll interpret what God wanted to say and what it to be. Like I've told you people, there ain't one word. You know, I don't mean to get down. I hate when I have to come up on here and do this. Because there are decent, fine Christian people out there who are individuals who understand it, who just want to be free and left alone and live their lives and leave other people alone and have the recourse of the common law and the jurisdictions to litigate any problems they have in life. But it is the dirty church. Presbyterian pastor stands with today's sanctuary movement. Of course he does. But not the Presbyterians. And I mean, you look at the sizes. You see the people who are saying, no, the church or the Presbyterian. Now you can't say nothing about Protestants because that's what America was built. This is a Protestant nation under a Protestant God. And that's the law. And then you see, just like with the Bushes and the Clintons, that they're actually the same people. They're all actually international communists. And this son of a bitch, this Presbyterian pastor here, is an international communist piece of shit. Who would turn your country, who would take international communism and embrace it. Because everybody would be a peon and a nothing, but his position would be assured. In the one world religion, which isn't even a really, I don't know, a Presbyterian, I mean, they take a pretty good stand on that, don't they? Presbyterians, huh? Oh, it was in Tucson, in a Tucson barrio in 1991 that Charles Booker, this is called Presbyterian Pastor Stands with Today's Sanctuary Movement. It's from National Catholic Reporter. It was in It was in a Tucson barrio in 1991 that Charles Booker, a Presbyterian seminarian, came to know and never forget the feet people, in quotation marks. Strapped and desperate refugees fleeing U.S. finance death squads in El Salvador and Guatemala. Well, I don't, yeah, no doubt. And it's not U.S., it's goddamn Zionist. It is Israel. It is, I mean, this country, even the Mason, George Washington said, just stay out of foreign people's affairs. Just stay, you can live contently. Just stay in your own borders. Do your own thing. Trade internationally if you get a good deal. But you owe nobody nothing. And you sure as hell don't get involved in foreign entanglements to rob out your treasury and hand it over to the industrial war complex. El Salvador and Guatemala, Booker was on an internship from his studies at the San Francisco Theological Seminary, from which he would be ordained in 1995. In Tucson, he joined the ministry of Pastor John Fife, co-founder of the Sanctuary Movement, that beginning in 1980s would grow to over 500 churches. Many would defy federal immigration laws, defy the people, defy your sovereignty. You son of a bitch, you have no authority to defy me in any way and hand over a part of my country to any foreign son of a bitch, no more than this phony ass government does. These assholes should be taken out, prosecuted, and hung. Many would defy federal immigration laws by giving havens to the fleeing. Prosecutions of the safe houses, known as the sanctuary trials, often followed. Some 26 years after the acts of mercy in Tucson, when more than 70 refugees and tortured survivors would sleep every night on the floor of John Fife's church, and if they'd been my house, your house, not goddamn church, has no more right than any individual in this country. You can't have unequal rights, or you have exceptions, and you have no rights. That church has no more right to harbor a felon than I do. They would stand under the same, and this would be law that could be enforced at a federal level, because you're talking about secure our borders. This is true national security and security of your property that belongs to you. But like I said, well, because it's a church. Well, because they built this funny little house over there, put a cross on it. Well, they can go and they can do it. They can defy the law. They can defy the will of the people because their Bible is a superior law that they're invoking, evidently. Many would defy federal immigration laws. This prosecution of the safe houses, okay, some 26 years after the act of mercy in Tucson, 70 refugees, torture survivors, sleep every night on the floor of John Fife's church. Charles Booker's passionate caring remains firm, backed by the board of the Bethesda, Maryland Presbyterian congregation, where he has served as pastor for 8 years. A 4x6 sign on the front lawn reads in large letters, "We are a sanctuary church. Refugees are welcome here, and so are you." Well, then you go down and John, the other day, these son of a bitches tried to come on and say that entering the country wasn't it's a misdemeanor. Did you know that? I have read the goddamn law. It's a Class C felony, unless they have changed something to make it a misdemeanor. Anyways, people, we are at the top of the hour. We're going to roll across. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
All righty, you're listening to the second hour of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. On this Weasel Wednesday, the 19th day of April, 2017, I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1 o'clock Pacific time. That means it's time for the Tactical Report with J.D., U.S. Marine, Fighting Tyranny. John, you have the floor.
Okay, Henry. Thank you very much. Continuing on with our station identification, you are listening to the Tactical Report here on PBFTT, Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, or some people know it, Oregon. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapenos Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other microbroadcasts and webcasts across our great nation and around the world. If you'd like to call our live call online, our number is 641-715-3610. And a very nice Ebola, anthrax, measles, avian, flu, Middle East, nurse, respiratory syndrome, severe acute respiratory syndrome, bubonic plague, polio, Lyme disease, Legionnaires' disease, chickenpox, West Nile fever, yellow fever. And, of course, the latest and greatest Zionist, Jew, communist media sensation, a Zika free lady will come on the line and ask you what conference room you want. And that number is 220029 and the pound sign. And don't forget, at the end of the tactical report, I do open the floor for any questions or comments, but you do need to hit star 6 to manually unmute. You know, Henry, I want to ask you, I'm hoping you're there. Henry, are you there? Going once, going twice. Okay, maybe Henry stepped away for a moment. No problem. What was I up to here? Oh, yes, talking about these diseases. Now, people, do you remember at all any of those diseases that I just rattled through, tongue-in-cheek style? I mean, all within the last, I'm going to go with 2 years now, because we're getting close to 2 years since some of the, most of these diseases were major headlines. Certainly, all of them were national headlines. Most of them were international headlines, and certainly, they were all presented as being, well, pretty much like the new Black Death. Remember that? That little tiny outbreak of bubonic plague back there in the mid-1300s, which was at the 14th century, you know, wiped out about a third of the European population.
What'd you need, John?
Oh, Henry, there you are. Thank you. Just a quick question, because I always say it. The Grow Your Own Channel, isn't that Joe in the Carolinas?
It absolutely is.
You know, I always meant to put it on there, but I wanted to double check with you. And every time we're talking about something else, I kind of forget it until I'm actually reading my role in here. And then it dawns on me. I was like, you know what? Because we always mention, we give Jalapeno credit for his channel. And I was like, wait a minute, Grow Your Own. That's Joe in Carolina, isn't it? So I always wanted to mention it, but I wanted to make sure I was giving the right person the credit for that, running that channel. So that's Joe in the Carolinas.
All righty then.
Now, is that how he likes to be referred
yep.
to?
Yep.
Okay. And that's the way he's going to be referred to. Joe in the Carolinas. All right, Joe in the Carolinas, you're going to be included when I say the Grow Your Own channel. All right. Thank you, Henry. All right, let's get moving. Now, I mentioned all those diseases because as soon as they kind of wear out the current propaganda merry-go-round items of interest at the moment, which, of course, is, well, kind of the ramp-up to World War III, but I don't think they're actually going to do it now. They may try and get a limited little conflict going, kind of the idea that there's some fighting going on because, you know, we got to spend money on them contracts because you got to expend munitions before you can buy the new ones, right? Because we're already swimming in an ocean of munitions in this country. So it's not like we could possibly run out if we fired off everything we had 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, probably for the next 20 or 30 years. I still don't think we would run out. But you know what? We better
Thank you, JD.
Safe.
Thank you. This is Joe from Carolinas. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate it. Keep on.
All right, Joe. You know, I always meant to include that, but I did want to, again, it's always been on my mind, and finally I was just like, you know, I'm just going to have to break my role in there and double check with Henry while it's on my head now, because I always forget outside of the broadcast. So I did want to make sure I give Joe the credit for running that channel down there, the Grow Your Own channel. We love Joe. All right. Thank you, Joe. All right, let's get going here. I mentioned all those diseases because they'll be coming out with new ones, people. Don't worry. As soon as we get past, I don't know, what's the new item of interest, the flavor of the moment? Oh, Donald Trump's tax returns. Oh, people are, they're protesting across the whole country. Because, of course, whatever you think, it's not organized, not by the George Soros group. It's not organized. No. People just suddenly demanded to know what his taxes were. Yeah, that's it. Simultaneously across the whole country. Anyway, they'll be coming out with a new, bigger, badder, and scarier Zionist Jew media epidemic as soon as they get a little more mileage out of the current media items. Let's get going here with our FTT PSA from the Trenches Public Service Announcements. And, of course, we always start off by recognizing there is no country of Israel. It is, by all definitions, an international terrorist organization. Now, for some of us, some people out there who are listening and maybe didn't remember, haven't heard this before because maybe you're kind of new to our radio station, or you're just kind of hard at thinking. You got to hear it a few times because repetition is the mother of learning. Remember, the supposed country of Israel was created by a complete act of fraud. Back there on November 30th, 1947, the UN, which is a fraudulent organization, it is an international communist organization, but one day they simply declared that they had the power to just take away somebody's country called Palestine and just give it away to a completely alien group of people called Zionist Jews. Now, of course, the caveat here is, no, they don't have that power. They never did. They never will. They are not a supranational entity. They have no dominion over the planet. In fact, they have no legislative powers whatsoever. In fact, the UN was created by nothing more than a charter. What's a charter? Well, it's a piece of paper that they wrote some fancy words on. They got together a couple of dozen people and they just said, yeah, we just created a brand new organization, kind of like the 4-H Club. Only this 4-H Club, well, it has dominion over the entire planet because we said so. That's how the UN was created, people. It's a fraud, a con, nothing more. Well, that fraud and con was used to perpetrate another fraud and a con, because that's the way it usually works, doesn't it? And that fraud and con was that they somehow, some way, suddenly had the power to take Palestine away from the Palestinian people and just give it away to a bunch of international psychopathic Zionist Jew scumbags. And then they were going to relabel it Israel. No, it's not Israel. It's Palestine. So remember, when they talk about the country of Palestine, your retort should be there is no such thing as the country of Palestine. Because the UN vote by which it was declared was completely illegal. Remember that? UNGAR, United Nations General Assembly Resolution 181, where they just declared they had the power to take away someone's country and just give it to somebody else. No, they didn't. That's one of the biggest jokes played in the 20th century, and it was a bad joke. Let's get moving. Now, we're going to get into our Constitution and Bill of Rights segments. Now, of course, today is Patriot Day, because this is the day when some real Americans, you know, with brass balls, stood up and said, you know, you effing oppressors from the king, we're just tired of your shit. If you bother us anymore, we're going to blow you away right here, right now. And that's exactly what they did. And that was called the Lexington Green, or Lexington and Concord, the shot heard around the world. Back there on April 19th, 1775. So what are we talking about there? 1775, so that's 25, so that's 225, 225 and 17, so 25, 35, 42, right? So 242 years ago, if I did my math right, 242 years ago, there was a bunch of very simple people. I mean, you got to remember, in 1775, what was the high technology? Well, it was your horse and buggy. You had mills, you know, where they would grind grain into flour. That was kind of high technology. You had a plowshare. Believe it or not, that was pretty much high technology for agriculture. Your plowshare, you know, to turn the earth so you could sow seeds more easily. What was some other interesting technology they had? Well, the saw, the hand saw, the axe, the split axe, and the musket, of course. And of course, I believe out of all the technology that existed at the time, the musket is probably the most technologically advanced piece of equipment that they had in their hands. That was it. And yet, somehow these simple people with simple tools living in a simple time recognized they were getting effed over. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have TV. They didn't have people like, what was that, that minister, Olsten? Oh, God, I can't. What a sleazebag. One of these evangelicals, or whatever they call them, evangelists, gets up there. He's a money grubber on TV. They didn't have people. They didn't have something like TV with these evangelists appearing on big screens, jumbo screens, or in your living room or in your hut. No. Hell, they barely had something called a newspaper back then. They had newspapers, but they really weren't what, like we think of as a modern newspaper. It wasn't really like that. But that was their high technology of modern communication. That and the handwritten letter. That's how a lot of word got passed around. Word to, mouth to mouth. Person to person. That's how communication was done. So simple people, simple time, simple technology. And yet, they were able to figure out real quick they were getting effed over. And they just plain had enough of it. And then you had Lexington and Concord. So how is it that modern man, with all the modern conveniences, and by comparison, super high technology, unimaginable technology by 1775 standards, and yet most Americans can't figure out they're being screwed over? No, it's not that they can't figure it out. As Henry would say, they're living in their comfort zone. And this goes right back to what Joseph Goebbels talked about. Living the lie. As long as you can shield people from the lie, keep them in their comfort zone, they're not going to challenge the lie. Well, guess what, people? While you're not challenging the lie, the people who are manufacturing these lies, they still have plans for you. Far more egregious plans than keeping you living in comfort. In fact, their plans call for, well, pretty much exterminating you. And so we recognize what's going on. That's part of the reason for this program. Part of the other part is to help people understand what's been stolen from us, what's being denied us. And of course, that is the Constitution, but more importantly, the Bill of Rights. Now, they talked about this con going on with an Article 5 convention. Now, why an Article 5 convention? Well, remember, do you recall our little memory mnemonic to remember what's in the Constitution? Now, the Constitution's a fairly lengthy document. I wouldn't expect most people to memorize all the words in it, but I would expect you to remember a couple of simple facts about the Constitution, since it is the owner's operator manual for what we call a limited form of government. That is, it is the rules by which this government's supposed to conduct itself and not exceed. Well, remember that the Constitution is really what defines the government. It doesn't really talk about individual rights at all, but it does talk about the limitations that are supposed to be observed by what we are going to allow called the government. That's the fundamental function of the Constitution. Number two, the Constitution is broken down into seven major sections, subsections if you want to call them, or subject matter sections. And we call them articles. Constitution is composed of seven articles. Well, what are these articles composed of? Well, these articles describe the various facets of this limited form of government. And we had a little ditty, a little memory mnemonic to help us remember what the seven articles are. Do you remember what I told you? Liege, ran, are. Liege, as in like in Monty Python, my liege. Remember with King Arthur, they would call him my liege. L-E-J, liege. Even though that's not how you really spell liege. It sounds like it. L-E-J, liege, ran, R-A-N, ran, are. And what does that stand for? Well, liege, those are your three branches of government. L is for legislation, legislative. E is executive. J is judicial. And ran R. Ran, the R in ran, is that this is the fourth article of the Constitution, which guarantees each state a Republican form of government. So the R is for Republican form of government to each state. A, amending. How do you make changes to this operating manual? N, national debt. And R, the last R from the ran R, ratification. Because remember, they really didn't have a procedure in place on how to adopt a brand new operating manual for a new kind of government. So they incorporated it in the Constitution, which is kind of smoke and mirrors if you think about it, because here they have the procedure on how to adopt the Constitution, but the Constitution was not yet a legal document. So how could you use the procedure to ratify a legal document that doesn't technically exist yet? You see the problem. But anyway, that's what the last R was for. So they talk about this con. Article 5. Well, what's Article 5? L-E-J-R-A. Liegeran R. The A is the fifth one. Amending. How to make changes to the Constitution. So let's take a quick look here at Article 5. It turns out Article 5 is actually pretty short. In fact, it's only a couple of paragraphs long. And it is about how to make changes to this operating manual that for what we call a limited form of representative government. Article 5. The Congress, whenever two-thirds of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution or, on the application of the legislatures of two-thirds of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments. Now, let's understand what this means right here. It says quite explicitly, shall propose amendments to this Constitution. It doesn't say it can make any changes to that which has already been added, which is the Bill of Rights, because the Bill of Rights is separate and apart from the Constitution. The Bill of Rights became the superior body of law when it was passed because of Article 9. Let us look at Article 9 one more time. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So let's apply Article 9 right now. Well, what's the first article in the Constitution? Well, that's your legislative branch. That is the purpose, structure, and qualifications to serve in the legislative branch. That's what's described in Article 1 of the Constitution. Well, according to Article 9 in the Bill of Rights, there is nothing in the legislative powers that can be used to take away, to deny, or disparage the rights retained by the people. What rights? Well, the rights described in the Bill of Rights. So that eliminates the legislative branch. What about the executive branch? Well, the executive branch is charged with carrying out the laws. Well, it says the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. What certain rights does the executive branch have? To carry out the laws as passed by the legislative branch. But it says, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people, meaning the other rights. So there is nothing that the executive branch can do in its requirement to carry out the laws in such a way that they could deny or disparage the rights of the people. Can't do it. What about the judicial? Now, Henry's talked about this many times. Remember, the Supreme Court exists only so that when there is disagreement about what the government can or can't do within itself, they'll go to the Supreme Court to interpret the Constitution to make sure they're not violating it. It was never about interpreting the common law or getting involved in disputes between the people. That was left to the common law courts. Never, ever was the Supreme Court intended to intercede in that argument. Going on, we've got the fourth article of the Constitution, which guarantees a Republican form of government. Well, there's nothing there that you can use to violate the Bill of Rights. Article 5, amending, how to make changes. Now, this is the big one because this is the one they're going to throw up at this con, Constitutional Convention. They have a right to make changes to the Constitution. Well, they're right, they do. But they don't have rights to make changes to the Bill of Rights because of Article 9. You see, Article 9 made the Bill of Rights ironclad, impenetrable, unalienable. That is, the rights guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights exist in perpetuity. They can never, ever be denied or disparaged in any way. So there is no changes that they can make to the Constitution or any amendments they have made to the Constitution because of Article 9. So the Bill of Rights stands as is forever. This is wholly unique. In all of human history, I have never read, heard of, or even heard a suggestion thereof of any society, culture, or nation that passed a body of law, and within the law they stated, once this body of law becomes law of the land, you can never, ever remove it or make alterations to it. Because that's what Article 9 does. Article 9 is the legislative failsafe of the Bill of Rights. Article 2, the right to bear and own firearms, well, that's the last, that's the final failsafe. Because when Article 9 has been violated by the legislative branch or the executive branch or the judicial branch or any other of the creations of the federal government or the government as composed by the Constitution, that means it is no longer a legitimate government. You are now down to the only option you have left. Physical confrontation, if you wish to retain your rights. Because remember, in the end, the Bill of Rights, like any other document, is not self-enforcing. That's the problem. People somehow got the idea, just because we wrote it down on a piece of paper, therefore it is. Like a stone wall, it can never be penetrated, it can never be violated, and that's not true. A set of words on a page can easily be violated. It happens all the time. The question is, the people that it pertains to, are they going to allow it to continue? Are they going to stand for that kind of violation? And that's what Article 2 was put in there for, people, so that when you are done allowing it, when you will no longer stand for those kinds of violations, you have a mechanism, a means, a method, implements, or tools to declare in the most incontrovertible way that you are not going to tolerate it anymore, up to and including physical confrontation. Going on. Let's look at here at the rest of Article 5, because this is the one they're going to try and throw at us, because now they're trying to do an end run on us, these think tanks. This is their next step, to try and do an end run around the Bill of Rights. Oh, we're going to do a con. The Congress, whenever 2/3 of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution, or, on the application of the legislatures of 2/3 of the several states, shall call a convention for proposing amendments, which, in either case, shall be valid to all intents and purposes as part of this Constitution, when ratified by the legislatures of 3/4 of the several states, or by conventions and 3/4 thereof, as the one or the other mode of ratification may be proposed by the Congress, provided that no amendment which may be made prior to the year 1808 shall in any manner affect the first and fourth clauses in the ninth section of the first article, and that no state, without its consent, shall be deprived of its equal suffrage in the Senate. Now, to fully understand this, we would have to explore, and I'm not going to go into it, but we would have to explore the first and fourth clauses in the ninth section of the first article. So, of course, that would require more reading. But you get the general idea here, but that is the entire fifth article of the Constitution. It's actually not a very long article. In fact, in my book, it's only one paragraph. It's not even two paragraphs. All right, let's get moving here. I got a couple of interesting articles. And when they ramp up to World War III or to some more media distraction, over in Sputnik News. U.S. Navy claims U.S. Carl Vinson heading toward North Korea. Again. Let's see what this says. After a potent mix of bad communications and general confusion concerning the whereabouts of the U.S. Navy's USS Carl Vinson, the commander of the group said via Facebook that the carrier will indeed extend its deployment to provide a persistent presence off the Korean Peninsula. Last time the Pentagon said that, it was later discovered that the Vincent was near Indonesia. 3,500 miles away from its announced destination. Defense officials now tell the U.S. Naval Institute, U.S. Naval Institute News, that the strike group may arrive in East Asia sometime next week. We are sending an armada to the Korean Peninsula, U.S. President Donald Trump had said on April 11th with an interview with Fox Business News. Trump did not detail the assets involved in this armada, aside from the U.S. Navy submarines, presumably nuclear-armed Ohio-class subs, which he claimed are far more powerful than the aircraft carrier. Defense Secretary James Mattis echoed Trump the same day, saying that the Vincent was on her way up there to the Korean Peninsula. But 4 days later, the aircraft carrier was photographed at the Sunda Strait between Malaysia and Indonesia. So apparently they lost an entire aircraft carrier. Go figure. And we're going to whip North Korea? You can't even tell me where your effing aircraft carrier is. While Trump talked up his saber-rattling tactics of sending the Vincent toward Korean Peninsula to stare down Pyongyang, the carrier and its accompanying battleships were actually training with the Royal Australian Navy off the northwest coast of Australia, U.S. Pacific spokesman David Benham later told U.S. Navy, what does this stand for? USNI. U.S. Navy was up here. I saw that up here somewhere. Here it is. U.S. Navy Institute News. Anyway, so there you go, people. Well, apparently the Vincent was up there, and then, well, it turns out it wasn't. It was actually over in Indonesia somewhere, actually closer to Australia. But apparently they've got that all straightened out now, and now it's on its way to North Korea. All right, let's go on real quick, because I'm running out of time here. Okay, over in True News. UK, that's Britain, UK set to give military assistance to US in Syria, if asked. No, not if asked, if told, because Britain, well, they're all little bitches too. And don't worry, people, I don't want to sound like we're all high and mighty, because don't forget, America, the US Senate, the Congress, the legislative branch, our media outlets, and especially our Department of Defense, well, they're nothing more than the little bitches of the Zionist Jews. All right, let's see real quick because I'm running out of time. I had a couple of interesting articles. Let's see if this will come up. Ah. Oh, and here's something that my heart just bleeds for. In fact, as my dad once said, my heart pumps piss for people like this. Over in Yahoo News, Fox News fires Bill O'Reilly amid sexual harassment storm. So there you go, people. Somehow, Bill O'Reilly, one of these international Zionist Jew hand puppets, failed his overlords. And this is the price you pay. They whip up a little sexual harassment controversy, and now they have an excuse to fire him. It's not that he did anything wrong or unusual. This is normal for these people. In fact, this is the kind of crap they engage in and day out. But why suddenly does Bill O'Reilly get fired for it? Why is it suddenly in the news? Well, because somehow he failed his Zionist overlords, and he's going to pay the price. He's going to lose his high-paying treasonous job, and he's going to lose his treasonous paycheck, or at least for this. I'm sure he's got a lot of other money coming in somewhere, because he loves to commit treason day in and day out. I like this, and it's interesting to see, over in RT, Russia Today. North Korea bombs U.S. in mock-up video for Kim Il-sung's 105th birthday. Now, Kim Il-sung is the founder of the modern communist state of North Korea. And then his son was Kim Il-jung. And then we've got his son, Kim Il-nam. Oh, no, that was the brother that got killed. His grandson would be, who's it, Kim Jong-un. So Kim Il-sung, if he was alive, would have been 105. And in his honor, they're having celebrations all across North Korea. And, of course, one of the ways they're celebrating is they put together a cheap little video showing North Korea destroying San Francisco with a whole bunch of ICBMs. Well, you know what, North Korea? If you're going to launch a whole bunch of ICBMs at San Francisco, be my guest. Anyway, I see we've reached the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a bottom of the hour break. You are listening to The Tactical Report, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Henry, if you please.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. It was purchased with the blood of patriots, consecrated for liberty, protected through the generations. Now the future rests with me. This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. Who will answer cry for warriors? Who will be there the battle line? Who will lift up a prayer for courage? Who will bury me if I die? This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. If I should die, watch over my family. My brother shed no tears for me. I will be among the angels who've given all. Deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground. And if my life on sacred ground.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're listening to the Tactical Report, and our site is From the Trenches WorldReport.com, brought to you by PBFTT Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Tactical Report is a listener sponsored, I don't want to say broadcast, I guess segment would be right, report. And if you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, please go to our website, From the Trenches WorldReport.com, and donate button. Contributions, as always, are greatly appreciated. I am your host for the Tactical Report, John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and of course, Henry Shively is the main show host, and it is 4:38 Eastern Time, which makes it 1:38 Pacific Time. And during the break, that was that appropriate song here on our Patriot Day, Sacred Ground by Steve Voss. You bet. All right, one last article here, and this may give us a little insight into what's really going on over there in North Korea. Because remember, people, whatever they tell us the reason is for their actions, no, it's not. That's the lie. You always have to do a little digging to find out what the real reason is. And there's an interesting article over in the Free Thought Project. North Korea is a large opium producer, just like Afghanistan. But that's none of your business. Well, who would have guessed that old Kim Jong-un is in on the global drug trade? Yeah, now we're starting to get the picture. Yes, the haze is lifting. I can start to see in the darkness, and I think I understand what's going on here, people. That's right. You bet. Anyway, Laurie can get that article and post it up there. It's an interesting read because remember, this is what it's all about, people, is the international drug trade. It's about the money. Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this over to my friend and mentor, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. On you, Henry.
Outstanding report as always, JD. And yeah, I think we already have the one up about the opium coming out of North Korea.
Now, Henry, who would have guessed this?
Not me. Somebody trying to get in?
Hello? Henry?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Henry, I think Mark was talking not active militia, Atkins.
Adkins?
A town maybe 20, 30 miles away that they walked over there, they marched all night and got there in time.
I thought I heard active, but I'll take your word for it. I would like to think that JD brought up, the ratification of the Constitution and by what authority? I mean, the authority of the Constitution that didn't exist. This is what I talk about the conundrum here, about the bullshit that this whole thing is. You're looking at the idea that a government was reformed in the middle of an uprising. What you had is the same aristocrats that were ruling. They all got together and said, we're going to change. We're going to go ahead and start our own form of government here. You plebes and you serfs will remain plebes and serfs, and we're going to rule over you instead of the king. And that's what we've gotten.
Right. No, I agree with you, Henry. Oh, by the way, this is Ed in Chicago, and I just want to let you guys know that you guys are absolutely right. That's what we're fighting for, the ninth article of the Bill of Rights.
That's it.
I got it.
It's real simple, man. And if we can all do that, we can be free.
God.
It's so insane. Anyway, JD. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ed.
No, I was going to say they got a religion, the spaghetti monster religion. You heard that one?
Yeah.
JD, you know, they wear a colander at their ceremonies.
Yeah, JD talks about the spaghetti religion every once in a while. You know, it's not to get down on religion. I mean, I mean.
No. I agree, but right. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, they're ruled by a theocracy. I mean, look what these people did all throughout history. These Catholics and oh my God, torture was good. Anyway, all right. Thank you very much, fellas, and JD, you're awesome, and so are you, Henry, and you opened my eyes a lot.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Ed.
I'm going to sign off. Thank you.
Thank you for coming up. And I hope that's...
Henry, those guys with the strainer on their heads, they were called Pastafarians.
Go ahead, Mike.
I just want to wish everybody happy Patriots Day.
Yeah, you know, getting back to... there was a couple of things I wanted before I forget about it. JD, the tactical report is a production. So, listener-sponsored production. You were saying segment. I don't know. By the technical terms, it's a production. And let's see here. There was something else I wanted to talk about here. Oh yeah. The bottom line here is, people, that the Bill of Rights guarantees us that this country is a free country, that the land we walk upon is free. It is not communism. It is not fascism. It is not democracy, and it is not theocracy. It is absolute freedom under the Bill of Rights. Our Bill of Rights exists on every inch of this property known as the United States of America. They like to keep that constitutional theory, and that, you know, another thing they talked about on that program this morning was, you know, becoming a state citizen again. I'm not a state citizen. I'm not a citizen of shit. I am an American national of this land. This land is mine. I am free upon it. The land gives me the freedom. And the state regulating the land is no different than the federal regulating the land. They want to regulate the land. They want to regulate everything upon it, and that includes you and me. And to talk about this return to state citizenship and state governments, where in the hell do you think the federal government came from? And no state government has the right to can violate the Bill of Rights, can violate your natural rights, and they do it every day, just as sure as the Fed does. But let's go to the state, because that way the locals get more control. The local Masons, the local dirty church gets more control. Another thing they talked about I was going to hit on is, contract, because when they start talking about the Uniform Commercial Code, which the retard didn't have no clue of what he doesn't understand it to the smallest degree, but it's talking about, you know, indentureship. Do you know why you cannot be indentured? You can't even indenture yourself in this country.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Well, if I remember right, there's an anti-slavery clause, because that's what an indentured servant is.
No, the ninth article, brother. Your rights, I mean, your right to be free is unalienable. You can't give it away. You can't sign it away. I mean, you can sign a piece of paper, a contract, saying, I will be indentured to you 7 years, you're going to do this for me, and I'm going to do this for you, and then I can turn around the next day and say, no, I'm not. You can't make me do it. You cannot take control of my person. Then you can go to court and you can sue for redress, where I might have to pay you. There is no such thing as an indentureship. The point I'm trying to make here is the contract thing, because they were bringing up the Uniform Commercial Code. Now, the Uniform Commercial Code is international merchant law. I think they tried to act like it was something they cooked up here for the business people. Bullshit. You don't know what you're talking about. Please stop doing it. You're confusing people. just as sure as there is the government world. Now, that's the Uniform Commercial Code can apply on military bases. It can international commerce. It can, but when it comes to us, see, we have a whole separate system here. Everybody thinks, well, if you have a contract, that's got to be the Uniform Commercial Code. No, it doesn't. It's called a private civil contract. John and I can have a contract but it's going to blow you people away. We can have contracts amongst ourselves that doesn't involve the government in any way. We each write the contract. We both sign it. There's two witnesses. We don't even have to record it. Put it in your safe or put it under your mattress. If you ever have to enforce it, you just take the matter to the common law court and you enforce your contracts according to the common law procedures in the common law jurisdiction, which is apart from it. It's just like getting married. You know, you get married. What are you doing? You're making a three-way contract between you, the state, and your wife. This is how the dirty church, this is why they do not want that Bill of Rights, because they gained power, government power, that was illegitimate, which was a violation of the first clause of the first article of the People's Bill of Rights. Can't do it. And see, they hold power. They wield power today. If you don't know that, you're clear out of your mind. It's just like these churches we were talking about down there on the border, 500 churches, and they're getting money directly from the federal government to aid in an invasion. They are working with the government. They are government agents. And they wield power. They've wielded power since the beginning. And if the ninth article is enforced, they can't. They can't. I mean, it is a sickness. I swear it's as bad as the greed. The greed's a part of it. The worship of mammon is a part of it. But it's this. I've never understood that, John. Why one person would want to control the life of... If you could live back where you want to live, you get to choose where you want to live. You got your place. You got your things you need to live. You know, your substance. And, you know, you can work a little harder and have a few things you want and nobody bothering you. Why would you want to control other people? You read a book called the Bible and the Bible says, I'm your God and I insist that you go out and you make everybody come and do as I say in this book. And I read the book and I understand it. And man, I'm the authority. And so we should, I have decided that this is correct. And by God, I'll kill you or you will live by it. That's what I mean. And like I said, not a word of it's admissible in any court. It is not direct testimony and it is not sworn testimony. Now, either you can say, well, we're going to have courts and we can just, I mean, I'll bring in Tom Sawyer. I'll bring in, War and Peace. I'll just bring in a book I read and I got these interpretations out of it and I'm going to apply it as law. I'm going to apply this as fact. I'm going to apply this as sworn testimony or direct testimony, because that's all you got in a court. You got sworn testimony. That's when the guy gets up there, your witness gets up there, puts his hand on the good book, which, I mean, again, you know, here we go. Here's the Bible in a court. I mean, why not? I'll put my hand on Tom Sawyer and say, I swear to tell the truth. So help me, Tom Sawyer. This whole thing was set up this way. To share power. This is all this is ever about. From the creating of a government in the middle of an uprising. You know, we're getting back to the writing of the Constitution. Where was the authority for the writing of the Constitution, John? How did they get the authority to write down anything? How come just anybody, I mean, all right, let's say you got five poor men who just fought that war. They got rags wrapped around their feet. They've been shot. They've been stabbed. They've been starved, scurvy, and they made it through. And those five guys just started writing down things. Article 1, I've decided that me and Joe and Bob and Tim here, we're going to be your new government. What is the goddamn difference than what happened with these aristocrats who were the king's men ruling in the colonies? This is why it didn't work, people. Because there's some kind of notion out there that, you know, and I'm telling you, this is the truth. These people, they think that you're just too goddamn dumb to take care of yourself, to rule yourself. They have to tell you what to do. Now, you've never given any indication. In fact, you've smucked them upside the head every time they try to butt in your business. But, hey, man, I can see some immoral things. You're drinking over there. That drinking's bad for your family. I mean, I'm watching you over here with some fucking binoculars from 1,000 yards away, but somehow this concerns me. This is the attitude, people.
Or, Henry, better yet, you can drink all week. Just not on Sunday.
Exactly. And this might seem like a bad day to be going at, I mean, oh, you're backbiter, and all this shit. No, you son of a bitch, you're traitors. You are traitors. And this is the day to say it loud and clear. Either you're for that goddamn Bill of Rights and people's freedom, or you're for something else. And if you're for something else, you're saying that those articles in that Bill of Rights you don't agree with. And you would have it some other way. Now, as those articles in that Bill of Rights are my goddamn freedom and my right to own property, I'll kill your ass over it. I'm not going to own property through the grace of the church or the Masonic Lodge, even if I can pretend I own it and get all the benefit of it. I'm not going to do that. You will not rule me. Ever. But this is what has been going on. This is what screwed it everything. This is why it was doomed from day one, people. Because if the people who fought that goddamn war, they fought for their rights. Period. If you could have went back in time, I mean, look at the letters that come out. I mean, it's freedom, liberty. Was that like jobs back then? Was that just some bullshit to get you to go out and bleed your blood and freeze, you know, get frostbite and scurvy, fighting a war so you could be ruled by a different son of a bitch the next day, just like we're doing now? Do we go out and do we fight another goddamn, start an uprising, turn it into a revolution and come out the other end? Oh, goddamn, now we're under church rule. Somebody read it in the Bible, all this subject matter in the Bible, they're up there interpreting it and they're telling me, hell man, you can't work on Sunday, you can't drink on Sunday, the possibilities are endless. And they, seeing it in the colonies, in the original settlements in this country, just like Salem, Massachusetts, you can see where this shit goes. And you can see why the people who actually fought that war, who were ready to go to Philadelphia and hang the son of a bitches, the aristocrats who served the king, who now was their new government, you can see why they'd make sure that a part of that, what was tyrannizing them in the colonies was the Masonic dirty church, the Masons and the deacons in the churches ruling. They had control of everything. You had to kiss their ass. You had to have their sanction so you could even pretend to own property that they really owned. They could take from you at any moment. It's never been different. Anyway, another thing to be looking out for here, people. We got May 1st coming up. Facebook gives staff green light to join May 1st political protests. And they've been planning this they're going to try and really shove this communist shit out in your face. And again, if your Trump boy was a true American who was going to put this country back right, wouldn't he be arresting these goddamn communists? I mean, they're coming right out and saying, if communism is a Republican form of government with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, as described in the Constitution, will be, in the original Constitution, that would be our form of government. Well, then this is blatantly obvious. Well, then again, it was blatantly obvious that Hillary Clinton was committing international espionage and treason too, and international genocide, attacking other countries, and selling our goddamn uranium to our enemies. Why should we expect Trump to start arresting these communists coming out? We're communists. We're taking this country over. Man, this has to be a sore spot for you people of the Vietnam era that are still alive. What'd you go over there? What'd you see 50,000 of your brothers die for? Oh, that's right. They sold you on it, didn't you? They said, you're going over there to stop this evil, evil, vile, unspeakable communism, international communism. It'll take all your freedoms and your liberties away. So you got to get over to Southeast Asia and fight for the Bill of Rights and the people's rights.
And just ignore how much money the Rockefellers were making from it.
Yeah. Don't look at the man behind the curtain with the big pile of money. Don't look at him. I mean, goddamn. I mean, when I was a kid, my brothers were over there. A couple of them were. And then they're over there. You're fighting for international communism. Here we are. How many years has it been, John? 75, 85, 95, 2005, 40 years later? 40-some years later?
Yep.
And they're holding conventions in Chicago. They're coming right out. We're the Communist Revolutionary Party right here in your goddamn country. After these son of a bitches who are allowing this, who are supposed to be the ones that are guarding your goddamn your sovereignty and your way of life.
Henry. We got the President of the United States. He just got 32 trademarks over there in little old Communist China.
You betcha he did.
And don't forget his daughter. She just got three.
Well, yeah, I had one yesterday about her. I mean, I meant to get that up here again today about her. You know, she's over there. She's fighting for climate change. I mean, the thing to keep this get these carbon taxes going. There you have it, people. Same boss, same as the old one. I mean, new boss, same as the old one. But the thing here is, we could have had Hillary. Somebody please tell me what the difference would have been.
I tell you what, Henry, honestly, I would have preferred if we got Hillary in there, because just maybe we just would have got, this whole thing would have kicked off and we would have been busy cleaning out the ship pipe.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a segment of the population out there, these good Judeo-Christians saying, oh, everything's going to be, give him a chance.
Well, they relaxed onto their couch, they're eating their bonbons, and they're watching their Fox News. So they're all happy now because Trump's there.
You betcha. You know, the real Trump, I'm not dropping any bombs. Boom. I'm not the world's president. NATO. NATO's relevant again. We're attacking. Oh, we're going to North Korea. We're going to Australia. We're going every goddamn place. But, and then here in the United States, John, have you seen any change in your life since this historic time since the inauguration?
Yeah, I've had, no, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Only thing I can personally say I've observed is higher food prices. And the price of gas shooting up with a time when there's a goddamn glut of gasoline on the market, a glut of diesel on the market, and a glut of crude oil on the market, as they've opened up the exports to start shipping this shit out. Why, they're charging us $2.60 a goddamn gallon, people, and taking our oil for $15 a barrel that they say right there is $65 on the open. I just hand it. I guess the rich people just get everything. I mean, the country was theirs, right? You fought and died, our great grandfathers. Fought and died so that the elite that they were trying to break away from, that they were trying to destroy so that they could have a free life, so that they could have everything they fought for. I know that's why they did it. They didn't want none of that stuff. And you should admire the rich.
People forget that there was a lot of blood shed for those basic rights we call the Bill of Rights, but there was a lot more blood lost because we didn't enforce it.
And there's going to be a hell of a whole lot more. I mean, it's good. What it has to come down to here with these goddamn stupid son of a bitches and cowards. And that's another thing. You know, the Zio Christian cowards and stuff. And the reason that they keep walking this shit back is because I'm telling you, they intend to embrace them and take them back into the fold. You have an honest, straight up a patriot that would give their life, that have fought this shit all their lives. And you stand them right next to one of these Zio Christians. When the time comes, man, they will embrace their brother Christian and shoot your ass down because you're not a Christian, because being a Christian is more important than being an American. More important than your Bill of Rights. This is what they have done. They have shit all over that first clause of the first article. They wanted a church state and they still want it. They want to rule you. Just like the communists and just like the fascists, they want to rule your goddamn private life. They want to tell you how to live.
If I want a different theology, are they still going to shoot me?
Well, hell yes, John. Brooks made it pretty clear. Brooks Connor, the Pastor Brooks over there. We got to go around. We got to kill every other religion because this is Jesus' earth. And we got to kill it. You acquiesce and bend a knee and drop down to their God, or they'll kill you. This is how sick in the head they are. How many times have populations been wiped out over theology bullshit? Oh, you say that the goddamn earth isn't the center of the universe? You blasphemous God, course he put us in the center. Kill that man. Stretch him out on the rack, man. Make him hurt for a while. They would go right back to the goddamn simplest minded thoughts that could ever occur in a person's head to tell me, I'm better than you. I'm better than you because I read the book and my God says I'm better than you. And God, I mean, they're no better than the Jews. The Jews, they made the earth for me. And then you're just animals. What the hell are these son of a bitches saying?
Like old Mark Twain's axiom's been proven right. Never argue with the stupid. They'll drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience.
You can't win that game. Anyways, guys, we made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Hey, man, and start confronting this shit. Just tell them, no, you're not. We will fight you. There'll be nobody left. I don't give a shit either way. I'm not. Nobody will rule me. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Take care, man.